It's one thing to know that you need to save money, find a better job, or pay down debt. It's another thing to actually do it. So to discuss these and other issues with me is Donna Rosato, a senior writer at Money. Hey, Donna, welcome to the show.
Hey, Steve. Good to be here. We're talking with you.
Well, you know, the goal is always about improving your life. Should you start with a self-assessment? And if so, how do you do that?
Yes, it's important for you to look at how you're doing financially. Kind of, we like to think about it as your vital signs. I think right now a lot of people are actually feeling pretty good about their finances. The job market's been great. A lot of people are really happy when they open up their 401k statement. But there's really more to it than that. And I think you want to start with looking at the basics. Check your credit. Do you have a good credit score? Do you have that emergency fund? You should have about 6 months of living expenses. How much are you contributing to your retirement plans? Can you put away a little bit more? And think about where your spending is going and how much you're saving overall.
Yeah, you know, the emergency plan or the emergency fund idea is very important. And remember, folks, do not put that money at risk. Do not put that money in the stock market. Yes, the returns are going to be extremely low. Maybe you can even do a little short-term bond thing. But remember, this is for emergency, and this will help you to meet any obligations should surprises happen. And, you know, life is full of surprises, right?
That's right. You know, and I think, you know, whenever we talk to people and give them financial advice, that is really where we start. And we often get the question, yeah, I have a lot of debt. Shouldn't I put any extra savings I have into paying off a credit card or my student loans? And while, of course, you should focus on that, as you said, you don't know what's going to come your way. And if you have an emergency stash, we recommend generally about 6 months of your bills, and you lose your job or you have a big expense coming up, you don't have to worry about where am I going to find that money.
Right. Yeah, and also don't forget that if you think of your retirement funds or your long-term savings and you put them in the stock market investments are very cyclical. Your job environment can be very cyclical. So there's a good chance, and depending on what industry you're in, that when the economy is weak, that your 401k will be down and you might lose your job. So you think of your job and your investments as kind of in the same cycle.
That's right. You know, I think a lot of people kind of feeling good about the job market. There aren't as many layoffs. People are feeling more secure. But again, it comes back to what you said. You got to look at your own personal shape, what you're in. And you want to make sure that, kind of think about something that may be less obvious. Are you in a company that is in an industry that's not doing well?
Right.
You might be more vulnerable.
Yeah, good point.
Do you live in an area where home values really kind of hinge on the success of one industry? Because a lot of people think of their home as a big investment. Think about where your vulnerable spots are, and then you can match up how much savings you need and think about your risks that way.
All right, so we were talking about getting financially in shape. Let's say I am financially in shape or in pretty good condition, and I want to start setting some goals. You know, you can go to the gym, but if you don't have a plan for what you're going to do there, you may end up really not getting the most out of it. So what's some advice you can give us to stick to these goals and how to concentrate on the particular goals themselves?
Well, a very simple thing you can do is make a specific goal. You know, we think of a lot of these things as New Year's resolutions. You know, if you want to say, I want to save more money, well, that's great. But if you make it more specific, you're going to be more motivated. So, for example, instead of saying, I'm going to save more for retirement, say, give yourself a deadline. In 1 month, I'm going to increase how much I'm taking from my salary by 1% and put it into my 401k.
Yeah.
You know, there was a really interesting study by a psychology professor that found that people are 42% more likely to achieve their goals if they write them down. And if you write them down, it makes them more concrete and it makes it more specific, and you're likely more to follow through.
I think if you write them down and you put them somewhere up near your workspace, and maybe pictures of those things that you're looking forward to, that will help to keep you focused, because it's very easy to get caught up in the day-to-day, isn't it?
Oh, it is. And actually, you bring up a good point. There are all these like tools out there now, but based on some behavioral research. Retirement seems so far away for so many people. And there's some really interesting research about folks who, if you can visualize yourself when you're older and think about what your life will be like then, you're more likely to save more for retirement because you can kind of see yourself and picture yourself.
Yeah.
And it makes that goal more concrete.
You know, sometimes when you go to the gym, you also want to take a buddy because that person will spur you on, will make sure that you don't get a little bit too lax and a little bit too lazy. Is it a good idea to buddy up with regards to these financial issues as well?
Oh, definitely. You know, I guess there's that guilt factor. I know I'm a runner. When it's really cold out, I might not go, but if I know my buddy's waiting on the corner for me, I'm much more likely to go there and get out. And it's very similar when it comes to financial goals. And if you can recruit, say, a family member or a friend to hold you accountable, that's a great way to stay on track. The same psychology professor who did the study I mentioned earlier about making specific goals also had the folks who wrote down their goals share it weekly with a friend.
Mm-hmm.
And the people who did that were a third more likely to stick to their goals and achieve their goals if they did that.
We're talking about saving more money, finding a better job, paying down debt, whatever your financial goal may be. And I'm speaking with Donna Rosato from Money. Donna, there are so many new applications for our smartphones and our tablets that help us to remind us and to actually help us measure our progress. Can you tell us about some of those?
Yes, definitely. Technology helps us stay motivated and helps us get over some of our own bad behaviors. There was a report by the Center for Retirement Research that found that people who have bank accounts who got a reminder about their savings goals, you know, it could have been an email or a text, that they put away more cash than people who didn't. Now, not everyone's going to set something like that up, but it's really easy, you know, put a little reminder on your calendar, the one on your phone or on your PC that says, okay, now it's time to, you know, take some money out of your savings account and switch it over to your IRA. There's actually a website called followupthen.com that lets you schedule email reminders to yourself, to your future self.
Right.
And you can do it for so many things. You know, you're going to get your tax refund in April. Remind yourself that you need to take out some of that and maybe put it down toward paying down debt.
Mm-hmm. Followupthen.com is the website. You also mentioned in your article the website Stickit, which is STIKKIT. What does that do?
It's actually Stick, STIKK. It's a,
okay. Oh, Stick
It might be a good name for it, too, because you sort of stick it to yourself.
Yeah, that's right. Okay.
If this doesn't work. So what it is for folks who need more of a stick than a carrot, as they say,
uh-huh.
to meet a goal. So you can go to this website, and you pledge a certain amount of money towards your goal. And on the website, you sign a commitment contract. And then you recruit a friend who's going to monitor your progress. And so, again, maybe you said that you are going to pay $50 more on your credit card every month until it's paid off. Well, that friend's going to monitor you. And if you achieve your goal, you get the money back. But if you don't, your friend gets it.
Oh.
But you can also donate it to charity if you'd like as well.
That sounds like a great idea. My guest, Donna Rosato, senior writer at Money, and we're always helping you to figure out ways to save more, to do better in your life financially, and to kind of reach your dreams and your goals as best you can. Donna, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Steve. It's always terrific to talk to you.